A new report from the Anti-Defamation League, or ADL, found nearly 1,000 Nevadans have paid membership fees to the Oath Keepers, one of the far-right groups that attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. KUNR's Bert Johnson has more.
The Oath Keepers are an anti-government extremist group belonging to the wider militia movement. So when a database of documents from the group was leaked online, the ADL's Center on Extremism combed through them to see how many members of law enforcement, the military, and elected officials were among their ranks.
What we found were hundreds of people across the country who fit that bill.
Alex Friedfeld is a researcher with the center.
And this was deeply disturbing because any degree or element of extremism within these groups is really dangerous and unacceptable.
Friedfeld says the Oath Keepers believe the federal government has been co-opted by a shadowy conspiracy bent on enslaving the American people. So they try to recruit new members in positions that would allow them to block laws they disagree with based on a warped understanding of the U.S. Constitution. Henderson resident Ed Bridges is one of the candidates the ADL identified. He's running for governor as a member of the far-right Independent American Party. In 2014, he and another member of the Oath Keepers went to Bunkerville, Nevada, to support Cliven Bundy in his armed standoff against federal agents.
The organization that I was a part of was a very good organization. It was educational.
Bridges still supports their ideals, but says he isn't active with the group right now because he hasn't heard from them in years. Friedfeld says when candidates publicly support extremist groups, it can lend a veneer of legitimacy to their ideologies. He says that's a risk for Nevadans because at least one other candidate running for state legislature, a county commissioner, and four members of law enforcement appeared in the Oath Keepers records too. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.
This story is part of an ongoing partnership with the Nevada Independent, investigating the influence of baseless claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen.